901 here on the great WRKO. Jeff Cooner, Boston's Bulldozer, 617-266-6868 if you want to be part of the show. Okay, my friends, I was just saying this off air. I'm going to say it on air. It is truly my honor and privilege to now have Abigail Schreier on. She is a woman of immense courage and guts. I've been reading her work now for years. She is just a brilliant author, and more importantly, a courageous author. Her latest book is a must-read book. It is called Irreversible Damage: The Transgender Craze Seducing Our Daughters. And to show you the cancel culture and censorship at its worst, Amazon now does not want to allow the company that's publishing her book, Regnery, from even allowing a publisher's ad, because her book questions the transgender craze, as she puts it, and the transgender ideology. So joining us now is Abigail Schreier herself. Abigail, thank you so much for coming on the Cooner Report.
Oh, thanks so much for having me on.
Congratulations on an immensely important and extremely well-written book. For the audience out there, for the layperson, what is the basic argument or theme of your book?
So for 100 years now, we've known about something called gender dysphoria. That is severe discomfort in one's biological sex, and it always afflicted males, and it began in early childhood. And in the last decade, out of nowhere, the dominant demographic is now teenage girls, and it's girls with no history of gender dysphoria at all. So these are girls who are in distress and have decided out of nowhere that the explanation is that they are really transgender and they are boys and girls' bodies. And this is now, they are now the dominant demographic in America and all across the West.
Now, what you document in your book is to me truly chilling. And to parents out there, especially if you have daughters, you really need to hear this. So what's going on now is you have these teenage girls, 15, 16, 17 years old. They're getting hormone treatments. They're even demanding sex change operations. And as you say, this is physically mutilating their bodies to the point that, as you put it, it causes irreversible damage. Many of them have second thoughts, but now the damage is done. They can't go back. Am I wrong?
No, that's right. I mean, so the reason this has exploded and we're seeing a rise in thousands of a percentage point of young girls identifying as transgender is because right now our schools are pushing this so hard, our doctors are affirming them, our therapists are affirming them, and there are gender clinics all across the country who are happy to give out testosterone on a first visit based on the teenage girl's self-diagnosis.
When you say self-diagnosis, in other words, like we're talking like a 14-year-old teenager says, "Mommy, Daddy, I may be born a girl, but I think I'm a boy, so pump me up with testosterone."
So the age of medical consent varies by state, but in Oregon it is 15.
In 15 in Oregon.
Yeah, that's right. So when I say self-diagnosis, what I mean is if a girl says she has gender dysphoria and says she is really transgender, unlike with every other mental health diagnosis, a doctor is not supposed to question her. He is supposed to affirm her. That is the language used. And so she very easily gets a prescription that same day.
Ay, ay, ay. And what if the doctor, I'm just curious, we're talking with Abigail Schreier, the author of a bombshell book. I urge everybody to read it. You can go to Amazon.com, BarnesandNoble.com, anywhere where books are sold. It's called Irreversible Damage: The Transgender Craze Seducing Our Daughters. What if a doctor says, "I'm sorry, honey, sweetheart, you're 15, you're 16, you're not even an adult yet. I'm not going to allow you to damage your body. I took a Hippocratic oath. First, do no harm." What happens to that doctor if they refuse treatment?
So a doctor in that case could risk losing his license. And the reason is we now have conversion therapy laws in 18 states in America. And they were meant to outlaw, grisly practices of converting, of trying to convert homosexual children. That was the idea. But instead, in gender identity language was inserted so that they ban a therapist from even encouraging a young person or a doctor encouraging a young person to get more comfortable in their biological sex. That's now not allowed.
Yeesh. You mentioned irreversible damage. For the audience out there, give me examples. What kind of irreversible damage are you talking about?
You know, there's body hair, facial hair, but also infertility is one of the big ones. And then part of it is we really don't know what massive doses of testosterone do to the body long term. But these girls are in the midst of a craze. They're in a lot of distress. Their distress is genuine. We know that their anxiety and depression are spiking. And what they've decided to latch on to in an earlier generation, they might have said, oh, I'm so fat. If only I weren't so fat, I would feel good. You know, that's when anorexia was the fad. But today the fad is my problem is my gender and I need to change it. And there are double mastectomies, there's hormones, and these are very, very easily obtained by teenagers.
Mastectomies.
Yes, that's right. Girls are now going out, yeah, and removing their breasts without healthy breast tissue.
And once that's done, it's over, right? I mean, that's it.
Right. It's the only area of medicine where you can destroy biological capacity based on the patient's say-so.
Now, Abigail, have you documented women who were teenagers who now have grown up and say, I made a mistake. It was peer pressure. It was, I don't know, indoctrination at school, or I thought it was cool or whatever. And now my breasts are gone or whatever. I can't have children. I have infertility. And this is one of the biggest regrets of my life. Do you document? Go ahead.
Yes, I do. I conducted nearly 200 interviews. And one young woman I interviewed, Desmond, said almost exactly that. She said from the moment she decided her problem was that she was transgender, she was so encouraged in her school, by her therapist, by her doctors, and everything was celebrated, that she felt so sure of it and so good until her testosterone use caused uterine atrophy, which it can, and she had severe cramping necessitating a hysterectomy. And when she woke up without her uterus, it was the first time she didn't have anyone cheering for her, and for the first time she realized, what have I done?
Is it me, or could you characterize this as a form of child abuse?
You know, I don't think of it as child abuse because it's really the population I look at is now the leading demographic. It's teenage girls going out and doing this to themselves. And the reason they have, I will say it's a terrible dereliction of medical duty because the doctors who should be gatekeepers, who should be evaluating these girls' mental health and seeing if this really is their problem, instead are pushing the drugs that will push the young person to the next step. So our doctors, our therapists, our teachers are not doing their job. Instead, they're acting effectively like drug pushers.
Abigail, I've only got about a couple minutes left. Let me ask you then, I guess, the ultimate question to the parents listening. And there's a lot of parents listening right now. What can they do?
Absolutely.
What do they do to stop this?
There's a lot they can do. Number one, get your kid off social media. The number of social media influencers encouraging kids to transition, encouraging them if they feel bad in their bodies during puberty, the answer is they're not. They're really a boy. They are legion. And we know that social media makes girls feel bad about their bodies, and it encourages this as the cure. Number two, parents should oppose gender indoctrination in the schools. There is no reason we can't show compassion for transgender children without indoctrinating an entire student body in gender confusion. And number three, a parent is a parent for a reason. They should not go along with they don't need to agree with every teenager's self-diagnosis, especially one they think is harming their daughter.
Well, Abigail, would you say, you know, you could tell your child if they really do think they have the wrong body, wait till you're older, go to college, get a job. When you're an adult, you're mature enough to make a decision. And then as an adult, if you really feel you need a sex change operation, well, you know, all power to you. But until you're mature and old enough to do it, no, you're living under my roof, my rules.
Right. So if girls were listening to that, I wouldn't have written this book, because that to me is totally fine. If an adult wants to do it, that's their business. But the problem is our universities, I think 86 of them now cover this under their health plans. Oh my so God. Girls are going off to college and making irreversible damage to their bodies for $10. They can get hormones on campus for $10 a month. And it's very, very popular on campus. And there are an army of therapists at these universities who are encouraging this.
Chilling stuff. Chilling stuff. We have been talking with Abigail Schreier. I cannot more highly recommend this book. It is must reading. And by the way, it's a great read. It's
Thank
called
you.
Irreversible Damage, The Transgender Craze Seducing Our Daughters. The book is out. Go to Amazon.com, Barnes & Noble, whatever books are sold. Abigail, thank you so much for coming on the Kuhner Report, and congratulations again on a great book. .918 here on the great WRKO, Jeff Kuhner, Boston's bulldozer, 617-266-6868. Ben in Marblehead. Thanks for holding, Ben, and welcome.
Hi. I originally wanted to talk about Black Lives Matter, but I think that your recent interview with I don't remember her name, but I feel like that she said some misinformation.
Okay, like what?
Well, to start, only 1 to 5% of all transitions go through a detransition, and those are only in the very early stages of it.
Where do you get those statistics?
I just looked it up.
Well, looked it up where?
Let me see. Well, it was the first result from Wikipedia.
Okay.
And
well,
then...
okay. Forget Wikipedia, because that's not a reliable source. Keep going.
I'm going down to the source of Wikipedia.
Mm-hmm. Well, that's the problem. So basically you don't know what you're talking about. Okay.
Well,
that's number one. Okay. So forget because Abigail Schreier crunches all the numbers. She has hardcore data. She's interviewed people. She's spoken to doctors, medical professionals, people in the transgender community, women, girls who've been affected by this. The evidence that she brings is overwhelming. Okay, overwhelming. That's number one. Number two, we have you up on the board for You Like Chaz. So tell me why you support Black Lives Matter and why you support that anarchist Antifa zone in Seattle.
Well, first of all, I am an anarchist.
Okay.
And essentially what that means is that I want to dismantle all unjust hierarchies.
Uh-huh.
And
tell me, what hierarky is not unjust in your view?
Not unjust, I would say, like a student-teacher relationship, a parent-child relationship.
Okay, how about government? How about government?
I don't think government is just.
Okay, so you want to get rid of all government?
Yes.
Okay, how about police? You want to get rid of all police?
Yes.
You want to get, how about military? You want to get rid of all military?
Yes.
Okay.
But what you have to understand about all this is it's not just getting rid of it. It's replacing it with something better.
Right. Like what? Like what are you going to replace government with that's better? What's better than government?
Well, we think that...
by the way, are you a member of Antifa?
Antifa is not an organization.
It is. It's a diffuse organization, but it is. But you're dodging the question. Come on, let's. You're an anarchist. Now, come on, show me your chops. Don't be a coward. So, are you a member of Antifa?
Antifa is not an organization.
Are you a supporter of Antifa?
Yes, that's a better.
There you go. There you go. So, in other words, you believe in violent revolution. You're a left-wing fascist.
If it comes to that.
There you go. So now no wonder you don't want the police and you don't want the military and you don't want government and basic law and order, because you want to be able to go out and loot and riot and plunder and assault
people.
That's
not what anarchism is.
That is exactly what anarchism is. Look at Chaz. You want to know what happened in Chaz? I'll tell you what happened in Chaz. Women were raped with impunity. People were shot. African-American boys were murdered by Antifa gun-wielding thugs. Okay, your
they
people.
Murdered by Antifa. They were murdered by reactionary.
Right. There were murders left, right, and center. There were shootings left, right, and center. They were destroying businesses. They were shaking people down. By the way, instead of the police and the military, you know what you had? You had little local paramilitaries and warlords walking around with guns. So businesses couldn't operate. People were defecating everywhere. There was filth, violence, and crime. And you're calling me up to say this is what you want for the United States of America? You're proud of what they did in Seattle?
Yeah, I think that it's you know, it's a start. The general questioning of authority.
Right, the general. It's a system, man. We're going to burn down the system, man. Right?
Kinda, is that? Yeah.
Kind of, yeah. Yeah, I know. I know people like you. People like you get in power. You know what happens? Tens of millions of people get murdered and destroyed.
We don't believe in authority, so why would we ever get in power? We would.
Well, you guys were in power at Chaz, weren't you? You set up those barricades. You kicked out the police.
Well, I would say that.
You wielded those guns.
The people were in power.
The what?
The people were in power. The people.
No, it wasn't the people that were in power. It was the leaders of Antifa that were in power. And they intimidated and were shaking down businesses. Women were raped. People were shot. People were murdered. It was absolute mayhem and chaos. And that's why eventually the barricades came down. And by the way, wherever anarchism has been tried, you want to know the most anarchist place on earth? Somalia. How come you don't go there?
That's not anarchism. Warlordism is not anarchism.
No, anarchism leads to warlordism. That's what you can't comprehend. That's what happened in Chaz. You see, because if there is no government and there is no police and there is no military, you know who takes over? You know what fills the vacuum? It's called human nature. Violent thugs and criminals. In fact, to be honest, that's what you are. When you're going on about, yeah, if it comes to that, yeah, violent revolution, yeah, man. So, in other words, you're a violent thug and a criminal. You're a terrorist. You're no different. You're no different than ISIS. You're no different than ISIS or Al-Qaeda, except you fight for a different cause.
Ever heard of the autonomous region of northern Syria?
The autonomous region of northern Syria. Syria is your model now?
Well, in northern Syria, a group called the Kurds, an ethnic group,
We know about the Kurds. We know about the Kurds. Buddy, there is no anarchist zone, self-declared anarchy in northern Syria. Okay? By the way, have you heard of a country called Iraq? In the northern part is called Kurdistan. The Kurds in northern Syria want to align with the Kurds in Kurdistan. Okay? It has nothing to do with the anarchist black flag. Can I ask you one final question in all seriousness? How much drugs do you do?
None.
Really? Because honestly, I would say that would be an excuse that you fry your brains on that stuff.
So I have never taken any drug other than a little bit of
alcohol. That's very sad then. Look, I got to tell you, honestly, keep up with the violence. You're going to end up in jail. And stop threatening people.
Violence.
Well, you just said you're glorifying violence. You said, yeah, if it comes to that, you're willing to have a violent revolution. You're willing to murder people. So don't glorify murder. Don't glorify anarchy. Don't glorify lawlessness. I'll tell you why. Because it's going to end. Your ass is going to end up in jail. I'm just giving you some friendly advice. Take it for what it's worth. Thanks for the call. 617-266-6868 is the number. Aye, aye, aye. Who dropped him as a baby? That's what I'd like to know. .931 here on the great WRKO. Jeff Cooner, Boston's bulldozer. 617-266-6868 is the number. You can also text us WRKO, whatever your message is, to 704-770-4470. My friends, we're getting a lot of reaction from my debate with the anarchist Ben in Marblehead, the Antifa supporter, Antifa Ben. This is from 617. Jeff, the anarchist was frightening in his stupidity and dangerous mindset. This is what he learned in college, a perfect candidate. Another one, 508. Jeff, that anarchist is so committed to his cause, but he doesn't seem to understand why. He just blindly goes along as he spews the radical talking points. Well, that's what's frightening about these Antifa thugs and terrorists, is how ignorant they are and how mindless they are. And look how they love violence. They love to glorify violence. And these are the people that are now driving many of these riots and protests across the country. They are obviously part of the revolutionary left, funded by George Soros. And we've got to stand up. Middle America has to now call them out. You want your anarchy over our dead bodies. 617-266-6868 is the number. Rob in the car. Thanks for holding, Rob, and welcome.
Hey, Jeff, getting back to you. That's me in the video, by the way, with the Antifa guy, with the Black Lives Matter guy.
Oh, that's you?
Yeah, I have the video. I cut the video. I told you I cut it. What happened was it was about 9:52 on Sunday. I always like to go in there the day after for the mop-up, okay, because you usually get them when they're not paying attention, you know? So what happened about 9:52, and by the way, that's Lafayette Square that was renamed Black Lives Matter. So it's 8th Street Northwest, 1600 block. So I'm just playing around. I talked to some police, and it's all in the video. I sent it to Brittany police, so Washington, D.C. police went chatting up because I had lived down there. And we're talking about the heat. The heat, it just got really hot for the last couple of days during the 4th and 5th. So I'm just sitting there chatting the cops up and saying, you know, have a safe day, blah, blah, blah. I go back to the fence. I shoot over the fence, Lafayette Park right there, because that's the backside of the White House. And all of a sudden, I see these young Trumpsters, I don't know, 14 to about 17 years old, somewhere around, walking with a teacher. And all of a sudden, you can see this white guy with a mask on. He was a beautiful person. And all of a sudden, the black guy comes rolling out of the beehive, okay? And he starts going crazy. And then that got the wimp that I eventually went after. He got him going, and he was calling him racist. I said, no, you're the racist. You're projecting. No one's making fun of you. And then the black guy goes after me and gives me a crack and he's threatening me. I said, don't you threaten me. And I had to sort of quit the camera. I thought I was going to come to blows with him, okay? And that's me. This is live, uncut, uncensored, Jeff. You got the exclusive on it.
That's incredible. Rob, I got to tell you, I mean, what you're starting to see now with a lot of these Black Lives Matter protesters is just the overt, I mean, unadulterated racism. I mean, that Black Lives Matter support that was yelling and screaming at you, it was one long ugly racist rant.
Yeah,
he hates you for the color of your skin.
Jeff, what happened was the wimpy white guy, the feeble white guy, cut in behind the students with the teacher in front of him, and I took him on first. And then I said to the guy, General Mayhem guy, who was coming off near me, I said, sir, like I was wanting to talk to him for a second. He goes, don't sir me, you crack. I'll beat you up, whatever he said to me. You know, I said, don't.
Yeah, there was a lot of F-bombs. Yeah, we got to be careful,
no,
Rob.
Who cares?
It was all F. It was one long F-bomb.
Jeff, know what he did at the end of this conversation? He apologized to me.
Really?
He turned around. I said, you know, I'm not even with these kids. I was just watching for this nitwit that was this wimp that was yelling at him, okay? And then you came in, and I said, I'm not even with these young kids. And he turned to me, I apologize, dude. And he touched me, and he winked.
Ay, ay, ay. Ay, ay, ay.
It's great. I sent the email to Brittany, okay? So it's all there.
Wonderful.
If you're talking about it, it's all there. It starts with the police and ends with the police. But in between, this what really irritated me the most, Jeff, I'll close with this. This wimp with the white shirt on, the privileged nitwit, okay, he started getting tough with these kids. I said, hey, listen, jerk off, okay, you're the racist, not these kids. You're the racist, you know? And he says, what are you talking about? I said, you're projecting. You're such a dink. I said, you know, and that's how, then the black guy came in. He goes, I'll hit you crack. I'm going to bust you up, he says. I said, oh, don't you threaten me.
Funny. Good for you, Rob. Well, we got to start standing up to these thugs. Rob, thank you very much for that call. 617-266-6868. Look, they've been smoked out. They've been flushed out. We now know what Black Lives Matter is really all about and what Antifa is all about. And you're not going to get a bigger bunch of racist, violent thugs than these people. They're thugs. They're criminals and thugs. And no wonder now the media wants to back off from covering them because they don't want the country to see what they really are. 617-266-6868. Janine in Chester, New Hampshire. Thanks for holding, Janine, and welcome.
Good morning. Thank you for taking my call.
My pleasure.
Two conversations back to back that were just, wow, very powerful. Schreier, that her book, her comments on her book were absolutely heartrending. My heart is crying. But then the next call got my attention also. Two questions I would ask that young man. Ben, do you believe in natural selection? We call it the law of natural selection. We also call it survival of the fittest. If that is what we see as evidence in nature, what makes him think that human nature is going to rise above that? So by natural selection, the natural leaders rise to the top and take that position. Is he, I mean, he either believes in those things or he doesn't. Right.
Well, no. Well, Janine, look, you're right. And to show you how ignorant he is, if you know anything about CHOP, CHAZ, whatever, they kept changing the name. OK, Capitol Hill, Occupied Protest, CHOP or CHAZ, the autonomous zone. There was a rapper who literally was the self-declared warlord of CHOP's CHAZ. So him and his thugs, armed to the teeth, were the ones going around shaking down businesses. Then they just began to loot the place. They were raping women, shooting people, murdering people, committing robberies. What finally broke their back was they gunned down and killed a 19-year-old African-American boy and badly wounded a 14-year-old boy when they were approaching the barricades. So they did have a hierarchical leadership. It's like in Somalia. You have warlords that run. That run this so-called anarchist zone. No, I mean, let me tell you, Janine, what scares me. That guy, Ben, is your typical Antifa protester on the street or your typical Black Lives Matter protester. You see how ignorant he is, how stupid he is, how mindless he is, how fanatical he is. And we're kowtowing to them. We're taking down statues because of them. We're defunding the police because of them. We're making all kinds of idiotic reforms based on these people. And basically, it's might makes right. The more they threaten, the more they burn, the more they loot, the more they shout, the more they protest, the more they intimidate and bully people. And that's why I'll take them on. They don't scare me. It's about time somebody begins to speak out and denounce these thugs for what they are. Why should we be, Janine, think about it. Isn't it insane that we are bowing and kneeling to them?
I'm not.
No, I mean, we as a society, I don't mean you, but I mean mayors,
yes, I
governors,
understand.
The
yes.
Democratic Party.
Absolutely.
This guy, basically his people are running the Democratic Party. I'm like, what?
He's in complete ignorance about the natural inclination of the human heart, which is to naturally develop a hierarchy. We do that when we're 5 years old. We spend a half an hour devising the rules of the game, 5 minutes playing the game, and then it's on to another set of rules and another game. It's the natural inclination of humanity, and he's in complete denial of his own humanity.
Janine, brilliant point. Absolutely brilliant point. And this is my point, is that people who are this ignorant, this fanatical, and they're calling the shots. The media is praising them. The media is condoning them. The media is aiding and abetting them. And now they have literally captured an entire political party. To me, that's the scariest thing of all. When Joe Biden is now running his ads and saying, we're going to transform America, or we're going to rip up the roots of systemic racism, that's a dog whistle to the Bens of the world, to Black Lives Matter, to Antifa, to the radical revolutionary left. And you heard him. If we got to have a violent revolution, if it comes to us taking guns and killing people, we'll do it. So you can never give in, A, to this kind of idiocy, but more importantly, to this kind of violent thuggery. That's why this is a very simple election. Either you're for America or against America. Either you're for civilization or you're against the forces of darkness and barbarism. It's really that simple. 617-266-6868. More with your calls next. .948 here on the great WRKO, Jeff Cooner, Boston's Bulldozer. 617-266-6868 is the number. Okay, my friends, if you ever want to find out what's really going on or who's really in control of anything, follow the money. My grandfather taught me that. My father taught me that. So we know Soros is bankrolling the Democratic Party, Antifa, and Black Lives Matter. But what many people do not know is that you go to Black Lives Matter, just literally go to their website. Say you want to contribute to Black Lives Matter, and they've been raising over $100 million so far and counting. It goes to a political action committee called Act Blue. Act Blue, you can just look it up. Don't even take my word for it. All they do is spend all of these contributions for Black Lives Matter on Democratic candidates to defeat Republicans. The biggest one, right to Joe Biden to defeat Trump in November. Black Lives Matter is nothing more than the paramilitary wing of the Democratic Party. They are the political, paramilitary, financial arm of the Democratic Party. And should Basement Biden, should Dementia Joe become the next president of the United States, he will be the senile puppet that Black Lives Matter pulls behind the scenes. That will be their man in the White House. To show you how radical the Democrats have now become, I want to play something for you by Ilhan Omar. Some people did something. Listen to her and ask yourself, is what she's saying any different from what Ben in Marblehead, the avowed Antifa supporter, is there any difference from what Antifa Ben is saying and what she, who, by the way, is going to have a prominent position or role in any future Biden administration. Listen to her say openly, we have to dismantle not just our criminal justice system, not just abolish prisons, not just defund and abolish the police, but the very political and economic system of the United States, because all of it is based on so-called oppression, quote unquote. Roll it, Christian.
As long as our economy and political systems prioritize profit without considering who is profiting, who is being shut out, we will perpetuate this inequality. So we cannot stop at criminal justice system. We must begin the work of dismantling the whole system of oppression wherever we find it.
There you go. The whole system. Dismantled the whole system. Bill of Rights, Constitution, capitalism, the free market, our constitutional republic, the whole thing. Now, my answer to her, very simple. I hear Somalia is very nice at this time of the year. You know, you really hate America that much. You want to talk about an ingrate. So here you have a woman who's a bigamist, literally married her brother, committed incest, married her brother while she was still married, I think she's on her third husband now. He happens to be white, but let that go. So here you have someone who's engaged in incest, bigamy, committed immigration fraud, who should have her citizenship, frankly, revoked, who fled a hellhole in Africa, lied her way into the United States, and whatever she's making, $200,000 plus as a member of Congress, plus all the perks and privileges, and she wants to burn down the entire country. You don't like America, no problem. We'll send you right back to Somalia. To me, that's the, every time she opens her mouth, hey, you hate it here that much, you want to burn down, dismantle the whole system, it's, you're so oppressed in America, no problem. Somalia is waiting. What, we'll even pay the ticket, one-way ticket, you can head straight back to Somalia. 617-266-6868 is the number. Let's go to Paul in Woburn. Thanks for holding, Paul, and welcome.
Jeff, you saved the best for last. I've been growing a beard here. That kid there, Ben, okay? He's one of those type of kids that has the sign in front of the lawn. Hate has no home here. They hate God. They hate Christianity. They hate Judaism. They hate capitalism. And they've been indoctrinated, not in college. This starts in kindergarten. Now, all these people that are out of school now, I feel so bad, but do they actually know what's happening to their children in school? There's people who have their daughters dressing up as boys and vice versa at a young age. And these will be people, whether they're same sex or they're just freaks, and they don't want to define the traditional family, not just America, family, male and female, et cetera. So we got a country full of these pukes and cowards, and they're being manipulated. And like you said, follow the money. The doctors involved in this transgendered, whether it's a medical doctor, psychiatrist, psychologist, the schools have the guidance counselors. What they're trying to turn America into a freak show, okay? They hate everything that's traditional about America. And we have a war, and everybody who's get out in their nice suburbs has to wake up and realize that if you don't vote Trump back in, this country here, look what just happened in 3 months. This Black Lives Matter is a scam. You can just punch up 13-year-old girl murdered in America. What is it? Oh, she's a black girl. 14-year-old. You can go from the age of 7, Natalia Wallace. You mentioned Sequoia Turner. You can go from 7 up to 19, and every one of those things you Google is a black child. And I don't hear anything from LeBron James. I don't hear anything from Oprah Winfrey. I don't hear anything from Michael Jordan. Where is the black leadership to get into Chicago and stop the murdering of the innocent women and children? And why don't we go to South Africa with 2,000 women? Black women are murdered a year. I don't hear anybody talking about that. So these liberals are frauds.
Amen. Drop the mic, Paul. Thank you very much for that call. And he's dead on. Absolutely dead on. Anne in Abington. Thanks for holding, Anne, and welcome.
Yes, hi, Jeff. Thanks for taking my call. I just wanted to comment on the real reason to me why the media isn't reporting the incident of Sequoia being killed is not so much to protect Black Lives Matter, but as it is to suppress the fact that the liberal left governors of legislatures are of the same mindset as BLM against American people and just how dangerous they are, to shift so that the emphasis doesn't shift on all these groups. We're all talking about the groups, and a lot of people don't put that connection there. So the few who haven't made that connection that, you know, these groups equal the governors and legislators, that's why they don't want to report it, because now it's in the it will put them, the governors, government, and leftists in the spotlight versus so much on the groups. And then it's undeniable politically.
Oh, you're absolutely right. And you're absolutely right. And thank you very much for that call. You see, they have so embraced Black Lives Matter. They're in so deep with them, that now, if the media starts to expose what's really going on, take Sequoia Turner, the 8-year-old girl in Atlanta, murdered by Black Lives Matter activists, thugs, then they're done. They own it, and they don't want to own it. So now you got to start lying. Now they have to cover up. Now they got to start suppressing. See, they don't want you to know who and what Black Lives Matter and Antifa really are. And by the way, Paul was completely 1,000% correct. Look what they've done just in the last 3 months. What do you think they're going to do for 4 years? in a Biden administration when they're going to be in power and running this country. It's Trump or bust. 617-266-6868. Let's go to Joe in Peabody. Thanks for holding, Joe, and welcome.
Good morning, Jeff. I appreciate you taking my call. This call is, I profess my love to you in a non-sexual way. I love it when you put idiots in their place. The emotions that I feel when I'm listening to you on the radio are up and down. But today, I almost hit a parked car laughing when you put the idiot in his place. Thanks for taking the call.
Joe, thank you very much. Let's go to Steve in the car. Steve, I've got 1 minute. The floor is yours. Go.
Thank you, Jeff. First time caller.
Welcome,
Jeff,
Steve. Welcome.
Your Antifa buddy there, Ben.
Ben, Antifa Ben.
I hope he's still listening. I want to offer him a one-way ticket to Venezuela. I will pay for it as long as he gives up his passport. But unfortunately, I don't think he'll take it up.
Steve, thank you for that call. No, I got to tell you, honestly, like, what a maroon, you know? He's like, and then, you know, he just like, you know, well, have you ever heard of the Northern Syrian Autonomous Zone? The what? So basically a war zone, a war zone. Yeah, that's where anarchy is being practiced today. Well, yeah, that's our future. You want to go there, Ben? Hey, we'll chip in. We'll pay for that ticket, Ben. You just don't come back, okay? You see what I got to do to make a living? You see what I got to do? A man of my education, a man of my learning. You see what I got to talk to? Who I got to debate? It's unbelievable. All right, I got to go. Have a great day. Bye-bye.